Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studios with my co-host today, Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there, guys. It's getting wild.
And special guest in the studio, fellow comedian, Jen Hellman.
How y'all doing?
What's up?
Welcome.
You know, and it's going to be a good day. We got, this is our Monday show, right, Ciro?
You know it. And every Monday.
Every Monday. And what we do here is, aside from me be here, you know, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's not Wake Up with Whoever's in Dougie Seed show, right? It's Wake Up Late with Dougie. And Ciro is our new co-host on Monday, you know.
Nice.
We you know.
And
we discuss things.
Right. I don't know if you, have you ever heard the show, Jen?
I have, of course, yeah.
You don't have to just say that.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not like, oh, are my kids cute? Yeah, no, I really have.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful baby.
Right. Where did it fall from?
Oh, my God. A friend's, like a really good friend of mine's business partner had a baby, right? And they show you that photo, you know, the newborn photo. And this kid had a nose that looked like a rudder.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and you knew it was going to be that way because both of the parents had big old
schnozzles.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't even know how they kissed.
Right.
Hey, where was your first kiss? We don't know yet. We still haven't been able to.
Right, the Eskimo kisses,
right.
Probably the heavy Eskimo kissing on the first date.
It's like two.
A lot of head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonder if they just sit there and like stick their necks out like lizards. We have a different mating set. You know, we have a different thing we like to do. So you look at the photo, and you know I didn't have a good poker face when I looked at the kid. Because I was like, you know, actually, I think I may have went, you know.
Audible response is probably not good.
No, you don't want to come off like, oh, great.
What was it, a or like a eh? Because
there's
a difference.
It hit me so.
It was uncontrollable.
My sound was true to the feeling. It was just, you know what I mean? There's like no way to like, you know, it's like you write something, you try to change a C into a K,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a P into a, you try to change a B
You're
into
great.
A P.
Yeah.
Like, that's not too hard. But when you try to change a Q into a hyphen sign, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's even something.
Hey, that's cute.
No, this kid. I mean, it was like a 3D picture with this kid's fucking nose. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, whoa. And then, you know, and then of course the father, you know, was looking at me. And I'm like, yeah, he's got your nose.
Well, I wonder what that must be like. I mean, is it like bad breath? Like, I wonder if they know that they're babies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Or do they not notice?
I mean, yeah, well, like, I wonder if he's probably. Yeah, my wife did the same thing when she saw the photo. Ugh.
I think they give it like 12 years, and after like 12 years, they're like, dude,
well, that kid's
sitting in a room talking about things like, so the mortgage is due again, yeah.
That kid's going to grow into that nose.
It is ugly. We going to talk about that, or are we just going to let that go on?
Right, we're going to put this in Jonathan's nose job fund.
Yeah, I had like an old premise, like my book. It was like, you know, ugly people, like, you know, what's the inspiration of having kids?
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, they look at each other and like, you want to have kids, really? You know,
like,
how about if we get a surrogate? You know, like you get like, you go to the local strip club and you get a dude, you know, from the Bay or whatever.
Right.
Like he's your donor. And then the girls go to, I don't know,
Like, should be
maybe,
a law.
Maybe find a hot, you know, surgeon woman.
Right. Or like anyone.
Right. Other than
anyone
us.
But you. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. Who could donate? I don't know. Why don't we go chat the lady that works at the dollar store? You know,
it's always an option.
Do men do that? Like when they meet women, when they're dating, do they look at her jeans? Like she's got good jeans. I'm going to date her because.
I don't know. Why don't you, you want to answer that there, Sarah?
No.
You don't worry about the jeans?
I don't think so. I mean, once you meet the mom, I mean, you know, but I mean,
I was always
basically,
I was always impressed of a woman's stature, not necessarily just like her, like my wife, you know, the shoulders and the, you know, the, her stature, the way she held herself up. Like you ever, like you, sometimes you meet a wow, look at that girl's hot. And then she turns around. She's like, woo, you know,
right. Ah. She's got a little gawk to her. She's
yeah.
A little gawky.
You know, she's like part Igor. You know, she's got that fucking, you can tell she's going to eventually turn into a little hump.
Right. Like her mom might she's be Quasimodo.
Got a shadow face.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do? Now you got married, right?
I did. I had a brief stint with marriage.
Really?
Long relationship. Brief stint with marriage. I was with my husband 10 years. We were married for 2.
All right. That's pretty.
Yeah. I probably knew that we shouldn't get married.
Right, and then you figured, oh, it's going along. It's like
we made it this far.
You're like on the carnival ride. You know what I mean? You're on the
roller
coaster,
right?
And you said, you know what? I'm ready, strapped in. I'm ready, sitting in here. It's gonna be embarrassing if I walk away now and
right.
I don't want to do it.
Well, we had called off our first wedding. We called off our first wedding, and then the second wedding probably could have been called off, but I was just kind of like, there's going to be a wedding. I don't
light the firecracker.
Right, I'm jumping down the rabbits. Well, because I could the idea of. Of calling off another wedding and still staying with my ex husband
seems
crazier.
Yeah.
So
now you wouldn't have any respect for him if, let's say, you did that. Like, let's call it off again. He's like, okay, whatever you want, honey.
I don't think respect was ever really a word I would use to describe the relationship I had with my ex husband.
It's interesting.
So, but we had a long run. No, there was actually, it was very special to me. Actually, today I found a picture on my phone that was so funny. And it makes me sad that after that much time that you right. can't at least just text that. Because we don't have kids. So, you know, the rule is if you have kids, it's highly respected if you stay friends.
Right.
But if you don't have kids, it's you need to be dead to one another.
Right. Done.
Which is kind of stupid to me.
Well, you know, I always thought, like, never go back. Like in a relationship, and I was guilty of it because sometimes, you know, that's pretty good shit.
Yeah.
And you got to go back. I mean, think about that.
I mean,
like
the long walks on the beach. I mean, the things that were special, you always go back to.
Well, he was a narcissist, so he's going to do that with whoever he's with. But it wasn't, it's not so much that you want to go back. It's just like any of your friends, you're going to be like, hey, dude, how funny was this? Or remember that? You know, not so much I want to go back.
Well, whenever you break up with somebody or you leave, the only thing that goes in your mind is like, oh, the good thoughts.
Right.
Right. And then every once in a while, like, oh, it's not that bad. But then you buy into that acceptance, like, oh, you know, this is, as opposed to, fuck this, it's time to move on. I'm not going to go to the Bahamas on my vacation again next week. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean.
Well, listen, you obviously. So who broke it off? Who's the one who said, "Hey, I want to have a conversation. Hey, I want to talk."
I don't think it happened. You know, I don't think it happened that easily. Have you ever been divorced? And you're married.
Yeah.
Right? But you've never been divorced.
No.
Yet. No. God bless. No. Hopefully never. If you would have told me a week before that I'm going to get into a fight with my husband and you're going to leave the house and you're never coming home again, right. I would have been like, you're crazy. We've been torturing each other for 10 years. So it wasn't there wasn't a conversation as much as there was a rough patch. And
right.
there was a rough patch. And I think the difference between this rough patch versus other rough patches is I think there was some other... how do you say, I don't know, pussy on the side that may have helped him to get over the hump. So I think it made it easier to just go with that decision. But then...
Yeah,
like,
it's easier to walk away from a chick when you got a girl on the side.
Yeah,
like,
when you have something lined up. But 5 or 6 weeks later, you know, he tried really hard to get me to come home. But then you're just kind of like, where have you been for 5, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then you realize...
I was thinking it over.
Right. I was, but you know what? In the end, it was great for me. And even when I see him with his girlfriend, it's a funny thing. It's like, I think she makes a lot of sense for him.
Well, you know what? He sounds like a needy fuck, if you ask me, like you said, because
he's a narcissist.
Yeah,
right?
Because, you know, I mean, like he wanted you back. He had somebody else. He wants
can't
to
be alone.
Now, yeah, he's yeah.
Yeah, he can't be alone. And it was the being alone that was the best thing. I think people, it's a shitty thing at first, but I think when people get in and out of relationships, is if you can do your best to just take like a good 6-7 months
right,
to like not date.
Yeah.
It's not fun, but
you're right over there, dude. You know.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, throwing yourself into the friend zone. You know what I mean? Just slow it down.
The best thing,
bit,
the best
you
thing
know?
You could do after a relationship.
There's no real friends. That's the problem.
You know, I was a hard guy like that. Like I would break up. I had like overlapping relationships.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys who'd be with somebody, then you know, I meet somebody else, kind of thing, and you know, so there's like no really time in between. And but when the few times I was where fuck it, it's over, that was it. I said, that's it. You know, I'm not gonna, you know. And then the women are like, oh, like after a couple of dates, like what do you consider me? You know,
yeah.
Where are we going? I'm like, you're going home. You're going home.
I consider you meat.
Yeah, I you know, listen. You're
and
Friday.
Now you're just a bone.
This is Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday.
You ever have a one night stand the last 6 years? Just don't know how to say no.
Now are you you back in the saddle now? Are you?
I am very single right now.
Yeah.
I'm extremely single. I'm very busy. I have
right.
a lot of projects going on. I just battled breast cancer. I don't know if it was a battle. I just kind of really kicked its ass. So I have, you know, like neuropathy up my arm across my breast. So it's kind of not the number one thing on my mind right now.
Right.
But it's by next week. I think I'll be ready. But no, I am ready to meet somebody, but that's the thing about the time I took by myself
right.
is that I got really immersed in comedy again, which is a hard thing to do when you're in a relationship. Everybody knows in comedy, dating a civilian can be tough and challenging. So to be able to really like
a civilian.
They have to have a sense of humor.
They have
dark.
To have a sense of humor. Right. My boyfriend after my marriage got it very well. He was great. Well, he used to try to do comedy and he was like great, would go to shows. He was understanding. But he also was a drunk narcissist. So
another one.
But I'm changing those patterns, Dougie.
Yeah,
I'm changing those patterns. So, no, I am very available and I'm very interested, but it has to be somebody who, like I said, I've broken some of the cycle.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Like, you know, my wife's very understanding with me. Like, I've been away. I left, I've been gone since Thursday. You know, I'm in Vegas and I'm doing, you know. And and after the show, these women are posting.
Yeah,
you know, and listen, you know, I haven't drank now. It's over 4 weeks since I've had alcohol.
Give it up!
Wow,
yeah.
Like by accident, you're on antibiotics.
I can't find my wallet. I have no money.
there was a talk. What,
no, like... you know, but I had a kidney stone, so I was on antibiotics, and
you passed it, right?
Yeah,
congratulations.
But you didn't hear in the show how I did it.
You want
to
see that show? That.
Oh, this is
I
great.
Brought you a cigar.
We had first here on Dougie's show.
Well, yeah, we had it last week. It was great. And by the way, we got great news. We're going to talk about today. I shared it with everybody on the show this week, but
exciting.
And one of the shows they listened to, so I did pass my stone, but I didn't pass it while I was urinating. I passed it while I was
praying.
That is awesome.
It was the most pleasurable experience. If anybody says, oh my God, my kidney stone, it was the most horrible experience. How was yours? I'm like, it was fucking great.
Oh my God, you may have come up. Maybe the next time someone comes in, they should just hand them some magazines and have
That's
them
it.
Go at it for like.
I mean, I'm sure the size of the kidney stone mattered on.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like
the pleasure on that, or not?
Of course, but
not the pleasure, the non-pain.
The fact that, you know, but I had saved up. There was a build-up, so there was a big, load that was, you know, that I think I could have passed a golf ball.
Right, but anything. I mean, maybe it would hurt. Sure, if it was larger, but still, if it was still during climax,
everything was
better.
That could have been really weird. Could you imagine if I was like traumatized, if I'm in the middle of doing this, all of a sudden this thing comes out, I'm like, this is the worst feeling, and I don't touch my penis ever again.
And then I wonder if the kidney stone would then travel into your wife.
Well, that's we were thinking about that too, right? You know, it's like, you know, this piece of red mulch, you know, just flying out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little bulbous.
But, well, hey, by the way, we're at it.
He's a wood chipper.
That's right. We're excited because I don't know if you ever heard of the radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, of course.
Terrestrial radio is on to sex and stuff like that. And they have their own site, the Bubba the Love Sponge Army site, and their webs, all their shows they have, and they've asked the Wake Up Late with Dougie show to air.
Wow.
On the weekends, on Friday, like Saturday at 9 o'clock, one of our shows, this show.
Congratulations.
Our first
show. Fantastic. We did when I my sorority house, we used to snap when we would clap. We'd have like, that's great, Dougie.
Oh, wow.
Come
this
on, Zero.
Like, this is like one of those poetry nights.
I'm feeling funky.
Seriously awesome. Good job, man.
Yeah. So we're gonna be on that, and they already got some listeners. So we'll be on the Bubba the Love Sponge channel, the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
It's fantastic.
Connected to IRN, Mike over there, Mike Peter at IRN, also is helpful. And it's like in this business, you think about how things work. It turns out the program director was the MC at Vasani's when I was there a few months ago. And that's when Cisco was there with Cisco and Mencia were there. And and that was a great week because Vasani's is a clean room. When you work it, you got to work clean. You can't. But, when Mencia was there, of course, that was not a clean night. That was an alternative.
It was Mencia night.
Yeah.
He's allowed to say some things.
Right. So I got to do a spot there and just rip it out. And then the next 4 days doing clean. But the host of that weekend was the guy who's actually the program director for them.
So cool.
You know what I mean?
Chance. That's, you know what I mean? Life is chance.
A little bit, right.
Right.
A little bit of effort, a little bit of chance.
A lot of effort, but chance is the best part of it.
One of my favorite quotes is, fortune favors the prepared mind.
What is it?
Fortune favors the prepared mind. Right?
No. Is it a book? Is it a movie?
it's a podcast? It's a quote. It's a...
Who's it by?
Me at this moment.
I like it. I like it.
By Dougie Dangerous.
That's cool. Just make shit up. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's out. I actually had it on my old business checks. Fortune favors the prepared mind.
Fortune favors the prepared mind. Yeah. So if you're ready for the serendipity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like if you're a comic, right? And let's say you haven't worked. You just, I'm a comic. And you've been doing the same act for 8 fucking years.
Right.
And then now you're outside the Comedy Cellar and somebody comes out and says, hey, we need somebody to do 5 minutes. And you go, hey, I'll do it. And then you go up there and you suck.
Right. Because there's prepared.
Because you weren't prepared. You weren't ready for that moment. Then you might as well, that's it. I'm never going to do comedy again.
Right. It's like carrying a condom.
Really?
A little bit.
I don't know what that's like.
I mean, I've had dudes miss the opportunity because they didn't have a condom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that, I've had that situation happen.
Yeah.
And I remember going, what the fuck,
You always pull that first one out and just go, listen, we could use this or...
Now, what's funny is I actually am a female condom carrier.
Really?
Now, it's weird because sometimes I've had guys see the condom in my purse by accident. Like, I'll go to get my lipstick. But it's very misleading because it's not that I carry condoms because I'm always having sex all the time.
Right.
As much as that I'm not going to not be having sex because I didn't have a condom.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like that thinking. Right,
control. If you have the you are in control.
Right. Well, we're always in control.
I've always been happy if a woman had a condom.
Does it happen? But it doesn't happen often.
Well, it hasn't happened in quite a long time for me. But I'm just saying that when it does, you're like, and of course it's like the old saying, like when your girl starts doing something new to you, you're like, wow, this is fucking great. And all of a sudden, you think this is awesome, and then you start thinking, where the fuck
did she learn that?
Where did she learn this shit? What's the thing going over my with the handover thing? what's this? Why is she tickling my balls all of a sudden?
Right. Checking histories on her computer, like, you look that up,
right?
Now the guys get nervous when he sees it's a Magnum. He's like, oh well.
I don't put a Magnum in.
No, you.
Well, I am very open on stage in my comedy about my preferences, and it's
so
not
it's
a Magnum.
Totally not like
right.
That
so
quote.
If I were to put a Magnum in, then they're all manifesting something that I don't want.
Right.
I believe in the secret, the Dougie. Secret. So I use the secret.
I got you.
And I don't put a Magnum.
See? There you go. I mean, because otherwise we'd need some tape. Need some fucking rubber bands.
Plastic wrap.
Reminds me of Jim.
Like that in Naked Gun where they put the whole thing over
his body.
They're wiggling. A little safe sex. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hello.
And special guest, newly single, not newly, but Singer, Jen or Jennifer?
What Jen Hellman.
Jen Hellman.
Jen Hellman.
Listen, I couldn't get Cyril's name right for the first week and a half.
I know. It was actually my New Year's resolution to figure out my last name.
Right.
But it just...
When he gets it right on the show, he spells it wrong on the post. It's so cool. It's weird. It's funny.
No wonder you're not getting tagged. What's up? Anyway, we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show.
I love this song. You know the song?
I know it.
I had a friend that said it's smooth up in you.
smooth
opinion.
It's smooth, yeah.
Well, no, there was that. They said
smooth.
It's smooth opinion. I'm like, no, it's not. You idiot.
Well, you gotta. I love the screaming and all the songs. What a Jennifer! Don't know what the hell that it was, but
yeah,
get the insert.
Hey, by the way, I've been neglecting our Facebook Live listeners. Or I don't know how many people we have.
We got people.
You know what? But I'm gonna guess because Jen is sitting here. Well, and, you know what I mean. And I'm like, at least I'm learning that my non, you know, from this view, it's not very complimentary of me because yeah, I look
well,
you know.
And I didn't really because I didn't think it was gonna be visual, so I didn't really. Yeah. You know, very plain Jane of me to show up like this, but...
So welcome back to the show, and like I said, Ciro's here with me on a Monday, and our special guest, Jen Hellman's here.
Hey.
And, you know, before the break, you'd mentioned dealing with breast cancer, and you kicked its ass, and
Okay.
Is that me?
You can hear that. That's you.
All right.
Word.
That's right.
We have five people.
Five people. That's it?
Hello, five people. Not, you know, thank you, five people.
25 came on, five people stayed.
So in 5 minutes, we'll be showing my post-surgery.
Yeah. Let's see how the numbers go.
This is how this works.
I went out. I had a girl one time, and this is my experience with it, because I don't know. Like, one of my good friends had breast surgery, and she won it. She's actually a nurse now in Jacksonville. And I don't know what happens, but I had a girl that you know, she was
big
boobs. You know what I mean? Can I be? Boy, look at me, Mr. Articulate.
Big boobs.
She had, well, she had.
Big boobs.
You can use knockers.
Knockers, yeah.
Knockers.
Gazongas. Yeah.
Gazongas, melons.
Yeah, melons,
bazongas,
yeah.
I love bazongas.
Love bags, you know.
Yeah, maybe the people live send us what you call.
Yeah, what would you guys
what
call?
Do you call? What do you call boobs?
What do you call the chichis?
Boobs.
Yeah.
Chichis.
Yeah. Oh, see, now I'm the
That's
dope.
That's island.
But she had reduction surgery. Because they were bigger. I'm like, they were fucking bigger. And
right.
And those
even
are
after they were bigger.
But wait, now, did she have that from breast cancer, or she just had a breast reduction?
I didn't really give a fuck. I don't know. I know that she had told me that she had gotten surgery to reduce
her breast.
Because her back hurt. You know,
okay,
oh, my
so
back.
Yeah, so it wasn't cancer related.
Right.
Which is kind of what I did. Because so I was ample. I was naturally ample before.
Right.
So then when we sat down to actually talk about our game plan, it all started because it was funny. The surgeon's like, we're not sure. They want to do a double mastectomy.
Right.
Oof. And
that means they remove both your boobs.
Move both of them.
Both
but
of the
that
ankles.
Wasn't the part. I went, you know, as much as she goes, but we're not sure if we can do a nipple sparing mastectomy, which means I would have no nipples.
Okay.
So I looked at her and I'm like, I'm single. Like, the show's not over.
I need hubcaps on the wheels.
Right. These girls still need to come out to the playground. So you get with your little team and you figure out how we're going to save some nipples around here.
If not, save the pepperonis.
Right.
And they say it with such... disregard for your opinion on nipples.
But they didn't. Like, they actually did. I had a great team. If I could do a quick plug for Jupiter Medical Center, yeah. I did. I had a great team there. They were, oh God, they were just incredible. And they did. They came up, Dr. Lichtstein, Dr. Dela Cruz, they came up with a great plan. So what we did is we did.
Save the nipples.
And I wanted to keep my natural breasts because, you know, like I said, I'm used to having like these beautiful, ample, like natural breasts, like pouring, you know, delicious.
Me too. Me too.
Doug, what are you doing with your hands?
Part of your self-image. Part of your self-image.
It talking. Is. I mean, I don't knock. I like implants too. But just for me, I'm like, I can't imagine getting rid of double Ds and getting
you
implants.
Would you prefer natural?
I love big breasts.
Yeah, so you don't care. Whatever, the you know, as long as there's not like a bumper on it.
Well, you know, you can't really see what's going on, like with the implants,
right?
Right.
Then it's really nice.
Yeah. You know? Although, don't you? There's definitely like a feel difference.
Different. There's definitely a difference.
Well, there's good ones and there's bad ones. But you know, there's the ones that look like they look like a bird cage. They got, you know what I mean? They got that look on the side like a bird cage.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, hey, you keeping a parrot in there?
But I'd rather have like a little bird saggier cage. Natural breast than I would a very perky
bag
fake breast. But I got the best of both worlds. So I ended up doing a partial mastectomy in both. So I just like got rid of all the cancer, reduced, basically had a breast reduction,
right,
and a lift. And then so I was able to get rid of the cancer and keep my natural breasts.
Nice.
So it's like I went to the hospital with boobs and I left with tits.
Damn. Now I want to have dick cancer. Hey, doc.
But if you could just add on.
Yeah, you could take part of my big toe out and you want to put an extension.
It's crazy what they could do.
I don't need a big toe on my right foot. I'd rather have a bigger dick.
Yeah. Now
would you give up your right toe, Ciro, for a bigger dick?
Yeah. Now I'm looking for ass cheek cancer because I have a very flat... Yeah. Jewish ass.
I wouldn't give up a toe for a bigger dick.
No? The toe's a big...
Well, wait a minute. There might be reasoning behind this. Let's go, Ciro. Okay.
No, it's, you know, read about Croatian men. It's not...
Yeah.
It's...
Listen, when he was a kid, he played field hockey. He never owned a stick.
Is that a wiffle ball bag? Oh, no. Everybody go home.
What the hell is Ciro playing with? Oh, it's his dick again.
Everybody go home. Just back away.
I can't believe he doesn't break it.
Yeah, the showers in middle school wasn't really concerning.
Yeah, he's swinging around like everybody pissed.
I understood what that would be like.
So he's being boyish. He's got a big dick. That's what he's saying.
Right,
you know?
In so many words.
Yeah, he's like slapping it around.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
you got everybody intimidated on the show now.
Right, but I think, I don't know how important, I can tell you the greatest love of my life and the greatest intimacy I had also happened to be the smallest.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was great because he was also kind of...
Well, with a guy with a small dick, he's got to learn tricks.
You know what? It was connection. And it's funny because it was great because then it opened up once I realized that, and he was also of a shorter stature, and you know, sometimes short guys get they're they get a little about their height,
right?
So now, you know, before that I would probably say, yeah, if I can meet someone, I want someone who's like 6 foot and I want him to be this, but now I've opened up a whole category of men for myself because I know I can love somebody who's short with a tiny dick.
Wow. So guys, you know, guys out there, Don't be discouraged. You got a chance.
Yeah.
In other words, this is like Rudy. If this was Notre Dame, there's a Rudy out there right now.
I'm into it.
Yeah, a little fucking Rudy.
The sea, people.
I dig it.
Well, that's it's reassuring.
Some
because
man boobs and a little fat. And
really?
A tiny
so you.
I'm down.
So you're saying. Wow. You know, that's good. Listen. You know. Listen. It's a nice thing when somebody's like, look, I don't want to be that. You know. I don't want to, what's that being
superficial.
Yeah, I don't want to be that way. I'm gonna go ahead and accept. I'm gonna overlook certain things. You know what I mean?
But you have to have the other element. Like I said, it was a friend, and then we had fun, and we were in love. Like we got fucked up together. You know, like it was fun.
This is like 54 dates. What's that movie with Adam Sandler?
Yeah. 51st
dates. Yeah, but that was Drew. Whoever she banged her head.
Yeah, and she was like, that would be crazy.
That would drive me nuts.
Pineapples.
I don't know. I would probably have to move on.
Although that is kind of like for marriage.
I mean, if you're Adam Sandler, you got to think of his, the way he is.
Right.
Make up skits every day. I bet he had a lot of fun.
Like, and I bet you he met someone like that in real life.
And do you think that's where it was inspired?
He didn't marry her and go on a boat or nothing, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's not really a true story or anything, but.
Wait, Ciro, are you married or have you been married?
No. No marriage.
No marriage for Ciro.
No marriage. No.
Okay.
We got a girl, right? You got a girlfriend.
There's a girl.
Well, I don't want to fuck up anything now. I mean, you just threw out the big, you got the big dick thing. So maybe you don't have to put a girlfriend on a down low.
No.
I mean, Jen's single. She's ready.
Right. But we already know.
She doesn't want a big dick. I'm scared of her with a big dick.
There's definitely a girlfriend in the world.
Good. Yeah.
And she's nice. And you know,
she's really cool.
Yeah.
She's well endowed.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
She's double ample. Is that?
Yeah. She's packing.
She does. She has a great smile.
You can get hurt by them. Let's put it that way.
If they're in motion, it's...
Yeah, they
it's more Isaac Newton. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's actually laws of science that apply.
Yeah, you got to be careful. There's certain things you just can't do quickly. You know, you want to avoid doing anything too quick.
Well, if it's the first thing you see in the morning, then you're going to have a happy day. So...
Well, I can tell
very
you
very well. So that was so sweet.
Yeah. If all of a sudden, for any reason, I was single, I would do the same thing. I at least give my. I would be like a year. It'd be like a year. I'd be like, I'm just not gonna. Because like, here's the thing. My wife's been incredibly understanding with this, right? Going places. And I sense lately, even, you know, she may be listening to the show. Like, she's been a little, you know, and you know, but it's like, and like. I'm missing two of my best friends' 50th birthday parties because I'm working.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, and I feel bad, not only because I'm going to miss, I can't see my friends, but my wife who knows them and this and that, like.
She misses out.
No, she's not going to, you know.
No, she won't go without you?
I don't think so. You know, I basically said, you know, but I don't think.
Would you be upset if she went without you?
No, not at all.
Do you trust
I'd be
your,
upset
do
if
you
one of my
your
friends,
friends
banged
around
her.
Your wife?
I'd be upset, then I'd be pissed, but. Yeah, but there's a new me too. Like you know, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. Like in comedy, you know, it's like we're talking. It was great. It was an interesting comedy story, real quick. But I was at Pechanga Casino in Temecula, California.
Oh my God, Pechanga.
And it was a great, great resort, beautiful place. And I got the headline. I was all excited and then a little nervous because I'm like, all right, you don't want to suck. You know, that guy was fucking hard. You know, you start thinking this kind of pressure and all this kind of stuff. And the other thing was, like, the thing it said, it's PG-13, the content. And I'm not really a dirty comic.
No.
But, you know, I was like, all right.
It's like late night TV clean, right?
Right. You know what I mean? PG-13? Pretty much, yeah.
And subconsciously, it messes with you.
Yeah, you start thinking,
am I dirty?
You know, why is that?
Well, it's funny. It, some people said, I don't say fuck, you know. But I say fuck the police in one of my punchlines. It's part of a punchline, so I'm worried about it. And the MC of the wig is like, they're really not that strict about it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's nice. Then the MC goes out and drops the F-bomb 4 or 5 times in 5 minutes. I'm like, I guess I could throw out my fuck the police rally punchline.
Contractually, you know? Obligated.
But it was like go with the flow. And then, you know, by the second show, I felt more relaxed and everything just went, you know. So I'd like go
Which
with the flow,
cool,
man.
Which is cool, too, to have two opportunities like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first show you don't know, and then you're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, and they wanted 50 minutes, so.
50?
Yeah. They did an hour. I'm going to do 60. 50. Why do 50?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Give it to them.
I'm like me, like drinking. I'm not going to drink for 2 weeks. Let's go 90. Let's go 30 days. It's ready 30 days.
Right.
Let's go 90
Just
days
go.
Now.
Just go with
right. You know, I'm gonna be handsome. I'm gonna be. It's not gonna be Dougie Dangerous. It's gonna be Dashing Dougie.
Right. That's like the whole just the tip thing. To like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah. You know, we got to go with the whole thing.
Just a little bit.
So,
which I always wonder, like, how weird would it be to miss your period after just the tip? Like, if you had just the tip experience, and then you'd have to go back to the guy and be like, listen, I didn't get my period.
First of all, he's not going to believe that.
Right,
he's
but he's like, listen. Wait a minute, we didn't have, but yeah, you did
now,
just the tip.
Now, it's interesting, like, here's the thing, as a comic, it's hard, Like you're either going to date other comics,
which
because
would be great,
right?
If I could even meet
you think that, like,
yeah, I would love to date a comic. I mean, one of age appropriate,
right? Well, I don't want to say what age.
No, it's okay. I'm 41.
All right, so, yeah, right. 40s. You know, I was thinking, all right, would I again? It's so I think like I don't. It's like moot. But would I ever date a comic? like, you know, and the other comics, like my friend Dale Jones and Jody White are married. They're, you know, they go on a cruise ship, you know, work together. It's like, it's a really cool thing. You know what I mean? But would you, like, I don't think you could tolerate a comic zero.
I don't know.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine you're sitting there and you're like morning coffee with your girl, and she's like, "Hey, I want to tell you a new joke."
I don't think.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's
yeah.
I like the fact that I have the jokes and I get to bounce them off somebody,
right?
And not someone else bouncing them off me. All
typical.
Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed
kind of like a selfish thing.
It's a man thing.
As opposed to collaborating, like, oh, yo, that's funny here. Why don't you try this, hun?
Well,
oh, this is great. Next thing you know, you're Ben Stiller
Miller.
I get the
ideas all the time. That's for sure. Because, like,
see, I like that back.
My girlfriend digs my thing. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what it is, if it's crazier and it didn't get the response from the crowd, she thinks it's the better. You know what I mean?
And
it's the best ever because I'm like, oh, so can I go here? She's like, I would think, you know, if you want to wear a bulletproof vest, you can say these things on stage. But you know what I mean? Like,
so she's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very common, like, I even see, like, I do the dating sites and I'll see, like, a guys want a girl with a sense of humor.
Right.
And you think, great, but they don't want a girl with a sense of humor who cracks jokes. They want a girl with a sense of humor who laughs at their jokes.
That's it. So you like, distinguish on that. You go on dates. It's like, listen, I have a sense of humor. It means I can make, you know. I'm going to make people laugh.
Found that the idea of a woman being a comedian is much more attractive than actually being with a woman who's a comedian.
Yeah.
There's something, I think, a little alpha male, about having a sense of humor.
I think, I'm in this cast of being the married guy, but I could think it'd be like, it'd almost be like you're in school. You know what I mean? It's almost like you're back in school and you're, oh, my friend's here. Let's go talk about the stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's
you end up kicking each other in the shins, pulling each other's hair.
Now, the real question will be, like, if that relationship, if it, like any relationship, it's got to grow together. You know what I mean?
Like,
now,
if one did better.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you're getting booked and he's still doing open mics. And then, you know, now you're really touring and he's still... You know, stuck.
Well, see, that was me and my ex. But the ex-boyfriend who I was, like, mad in love with, see, now he had tried comedy. We actually met in the comedy class. And he is actually very funny. I think if he would have stuck with it, he would have done quite well with it. But he just kind of, like, didn't stick with it. But we did exactly what you just said. We'd get a little fucked up. Oh, you know, why don't you do this? Or we'd write. And that's great. I mean, that is so much. The fact that I found somebody I can write jokes with is so much fun. Awesome. And he would come to my shows or not come to my shows. But, for me, I think, if he were doing better or if he decided to come into comedy, like, full, I don't know. You're right. Maybe.
Yeah.
But from day one, from when we left the open mics the first week and I was kind of doing, I mean, he was supportive. So
So he wasn't like, oh, they just like you because they want to, they're trying to sleep with you.
You capped your breast.
Yeah, that was my husband.
Yeah,
I thought I was had me sleeping with every comic.
Well, let's
face
it.
I was like, it's only half of them that I'm sleeping with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's face it. Every one of them wanted. You know, it's like when somebody said, "Hey,
age
you want
appropriate?"
Hey, after the show, maybe we'll go get some meat and then we'll bang each other in the back seat. No, I really don't have time for that. Sorry, I got an early morning. I got to get a conference call. I got to get ready for.
Exactly. Not sleeping with you.
Dude, that would be. I want to film something like that. Like, right with a hot chick. She's like, "Oh, you know, I've been wanting. I think you're so funny, and I just want to." I really got a conference call tomorrow. I'm like, nine. I got CrossFit
in the morning.
Do that whole move with the tap of the watch.
Yeah. I got a gargle. I got a gargle and floss. You know. By the way, our Facebook friends. What's up, Steve Zimmerman? Mercer,
hey, Steve.
Even Will Schreiner, the world famous Will Schreiner, was checking us.
Thank goodness.
My buddy Frank Mazur as well. So it'd be fun, and it'll be fun watching. You know, now what I enjoy watching is when I watch dudes like hitting on it. You know what I mean? Like working it, like. You know, and it's almost like, you know, I feel like a coach, you know what I mean? I feel like a guy on fucking third base going.
Exactly. It's always this one.
Get the fuck out, you know what I mean? I love, isn't it funny?
Chalkboard,
isn't it the funniest thing?
It
would be guys just fucking they don't know what the, like me, again, I haven't been single for 20-something years now. Because I've been with my wife, 12, 13 years. And then so, we got married 11, 12 years.
Wow, that is really, 30, I mean, like, I'm clapping. That's hard. 30
years of off the market.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, if all of a sudden I was single, it'd be like, hi. You know what I mean? Like
so
a fucking,
many new moves now.
Really?
And the whole social media, dating on social media, meeting on social media, breaking up on social media, you have to like not go on their page. You have one choice, either to block them or not go on their page. I don't believe in blocking.
Yeah. No, you don't block people?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's the thing. I've never been single in this new age. You know, it's
horrible.
Like, you know, it's just, ugh. Listen. Hey, all right. Segment two. I got a couple stories, right? I told you one or two. Sometimes here, we've got our guest here, Jen. You know, we're talking about Ciro's penis, your boobs.
Right. Yeah. We've got the important things
it's
covered.
It's a sexual thing.
It's Jen Hellman for you.
Yeah. Now, this would be. This is a relationship situation. I can say my wife and I we don't fight, but like I could sense when like I'm going away to Chicago again next week, you know. So it's like, you know, like
when there's tension.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I could sense like, okay, this is probably getting a little less tolerant. You know
right.
what I mean? I gotta step it up. You know what I mean? I gotta do some, listen, my wife's such a great cook, and I'm a good cook, you know, but I just, you know, why, you know, I mean, it's even at the point, too, if I was going to make something, like, she get what the fuck out of here, what are you doing? But, you know what I mean, but, you know, special things, you know, the rubs and the, you know.
Is that what, because, you know, like, the love, I don't know, I don't read the love language book, but
right.
Do you know her love language?
No, I fucking still don't know to this day.
Like, is it massage, because.
It's attention and, you know. You know, I remember one of the best things I ever said that, and guys, I said that and you tell me what you think, but in front of a lot of people, I referred to her as my girl.
Oh, that's cute. That's sweet.
Right? Like, that's my girl. This is my girl.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know what I mean? That's the one. Oh, no, she got, you know, you got that look, and, you know. Mm. Well, this girl is definitely not my girl. Woman allegedly attacks boyfriend with samurai sword.
Wow.
Yeah, watching the Walking Dead.
They were watching it.
No, I would. I'm just thinking of The Walking Dead. You like The Walking Dead?
I just started. I'm on season two.
Oh my god! Really?
I love it. I
so
know
you're even later at it than me because I got into it. My wife and I got into it just about a year ago, and we caught up a few seasons.
Oh my
seasons.
God! So you're like on to season seven? Aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. We're gonna watch it. I haven't watched the latest episode because I got in. You know, from out of town, so we're gonna watch it.
Yeah, well,
show.
Yesterday somebody posted on social media. They went and posted like a picture of the whole cast and blacked out everyone who's no longer on the show, which kind of pissed me off.
Oh no!
Because you know I'm only in season two.
Now you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, might as well skip ahead. A Connecticut woman has been arrested after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend with a samurai sword. Juanita Bentley.
He should have known.
Juanita Bentley, yeah. That's
when
so...
she came out with her hair with that one little ponytail.
Exactly.
The rest
Kill Bill.
Exactly. And that wicker. She had all that wicker. She was wearing all that wicker.
I was going to say the eye makeup, you know, the kimono women that wear the samurai the tattoos. But then you said her name was Juanita. I go, you couldn't have told me.
I know,
her.
Juanita Bentley. So
she draws eyebrows on.
Like
you're not
Spanish and Irish.
Well, she's
Juanita Bentley.
Want to see the lady?
Let me see Juanita.
Oh.
She's like the new
She
new
draws
Juanita
hair
back.
And eyebrows.
Holy, wait a minute.
Yeah, she looks like
I
a cross between Marsha Warfield and Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't really know quite what I'm looking at there.
I don't think this
on
woman
so many levels. Lady.
Could you imagine this woman with a samurai sword? They got into an argument with her boyfriend before asking him to leave, but her boyfriend told police he didn't leave fast enough, and Bentley grabbed a decorative sword from a wall in the apartment and cut his back and arms. You want to go pick it up, motherfucker? I'm going to cut your ass.
I'm going to cut you.
He ran from the apartment, police said. The victim was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but embarrassed that he had to walk and run out of the house naked. Police arrived at the scene, and after the investigation, said that Bentley tried to clean the crime scene. But as her boyfriend says, she can't clean shit. But cops said the terms of an evidentiary was not. Yeah, when you're swinging a fucking samurai sword around.
She did look like Mr. Clean, though.
Yeah, you know. Listen, you ever have a woman attack you? You ever have like a crazy bitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
With weapons? Like a sword or?
Oh, it got so out of hand. I mean, it was one of those moments where in the morning you wake up and you argue for no reason and then your favorite bowl breaks. And you're like, oh, that's great. I'm going to go to work now. Thanks a lot. And you come and you're stern all at work and your general manager's like, are you okay? And you're like, listen, have you ever had a woman where you just want to, I don't know, never go back to? And then there's like, oh, whatever. Well, let me give you the day off. You go back home. You think it's going to be great? Nope. Even worse. Even worse.
You broke another bowl?
Well, no. I ended up, you know how like things escalate and you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, and you walk out of a room but you like punch a wall or something?
Right.
Well, you punch a picture and it cuts your finger open and then blood squirts everywhere in the room and makes it 10 times worse than it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cops. Whatever. I don't even know. I don't even...
All right, well.
But the best part is that when the cops at the end of it, you know, it's like the total episode. You know, your shirt's off, you got long hair, you're bleeding profusely from the hand.
Right, this does not look good. You're everywhere. The one going in. You're the one going in.
But
who needs to be put, who's going to wear the jacket? The cops come out and
go, would you like to press charges on her? And you're like, no, that would just be horrible.
Now, did you guys get back together? Did you stay
Unfortunately,
together?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We were forced to leave the premises together for 24 hours.
But wait, then, this wasn't in your home?
It wasn't, yeah. One of us had to leave the premises.
Oh, one of you had to leave the premises.
You both had to get the fuck out.
No.
Go, somebody go. Who left?
It was me.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
Yeah, look at you, bleeding on somebody else's porch.
It was unbelievable. Because you know how, like, when things aren't really bad, it's just like a verbal fight that gets escalated into nothing, and then all of a sudden an accident happens, and there's blood everywhere, and you're like, oh, well, even if we try to explain this, this is not going to go well.
This is not going to look good. Who called the police?
Yeah, but you didn't clean
her
up.
Her sister. After she started hitting me with, like, a stick or something, and I was like...
So you have a little tolerance for the crazy.
I love crazy.
Yeah.
You, that's why
you go figure with Ciro.
You think
Ciro's going to be dating a librarian? You know?
I'm not going to shrink you right now. I'm not going to shrink your head, but yeah, we go out into the world and we find what's comfortable with us.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'll leave it at that because I don't want Ciro crying on the show today.
Hey, speaking of what we find and what we're comfortable with, bundles of marijuana found on Del Mar Beach.
Hey, now.
Right?
Fucking
now, let's say you had that kind of day. You beat the shit out of a mirror. You got your hand, all fucking taped up.
You're
sitting
up
there and somebody said, hey, salt water's good for wounds. Just don't be swimming in there and get chummed with the big fucking great white.
Because
then the day would have got a lot worse. Right, and then you're sitting there just like, oh, my hand's burning, you know, and then all of a sudden, whoa, what's this?
Then you're burning immediately after.
Man, that doesn't happen. I would love for a bale of weed just to show up.
Can you imagine? Sitting there in your dinghy, and all of a sudden you bump into... In San Diego, a beachgoer taking a morning walk near Seagrove Park Friday came across several large wrapped bundles of marijuana, apparently abandoned by smugglers. Authorities reported the pedestrian... reported that the discovery at the foot of an oceanfront bluff off the terminus of 11th Street in Del Mar about 7:30 a.m.
There's a difference right there.
Okay, but you know what I want to know is who in their right mind calls in the authorities when they stumble across
a bunch
of bundles of weed?
We wouldn't even know the story existed.
Right, there would be no story.
Well, and then,
except that a woman overdosed on marijuana in South Florida.
Yeah,
we have a new bakery opening up in South Florida this...
It's unbelievable, but there have never been so many rolling papers sold at a local convenience store. I mean, but here's the thing, and you can either take it all. I mean, how are you going to get rid of it? Or, you know, I would say, you know what? The report says 14 were, found.
Right.
But it was really like 20.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know my
limits.
Right.
Or once the authorities came in, it made it be like 30.
You're sitting there with your hands behind your back. Is that all you had? Yep. Honestly, that's all I saw.
There was 40 pounds. I watched the shore. Cops come out. We found 1 pound of marijuana.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The guy's going to show us a handful. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Like,
it's a scourge. The scourge.
Wow, we went real long on that segment.
Did we?
Yeah.
We started talking about it.
I have trouble shutting up.
No, well, that's good. That's good. But I didn't even notice, see? Well, we got to take a break here on the Wake Up Late with Doggy Show. But I'm here with Sarah Dobrik.
Hello, people. Thank
and
you
Jen
for
Hillman,
watching.
Our special guest in the studios. And we're also on Facebook Live. Hello, everybody out there, by the way.
Thank you
and,
for listening.
And we'll come back with segment three, which we call Straight from the Headlines, right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me. Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Kind of like we were doing before, but even more. First story, Pooper Scooper gets probation for using fake ID badges. There's a guy with too much time in his hands.
What a pile of shit.
I like it.
You are faking.
That's what these stories are about. Comics, we're going to go over stupid stories. You got to, like, it's like a writer's meeting. What a pile of shit.
What a pile of shit.
Yeah.
That sounds like crap.
There you go, right? Jen.
There you go.
See? And her ex-husband's going, fuck, what was I thinking? How'd I let her go?
Why would I have done that?
Yeah. Why was I so narcissistic?
That was the best thing I ever lost.
I'm such a fucking asshole. And that fucking chick, was that girl a stripper, the girl he was banging? Or?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so. I think bartender maybe.
Yeah,
point.
Okay, same. Really. I know it's a step up a bit, but
yeah,
it's still the same social disordered
bartender in a strip club, not
she's
a stripper.
Kind of people, you know?
Now, is there a difference between now, like if she's a bartender like Applebee's, you know what I mean?
Well, there is, because they have to wear that stupid striped shirt.
Right. Like a Friday's bartender.
There's nothing.
Right. Well, that's just white trash, which could cross over into either of those
careers. Yeah, you might as well be like a chef at Denny's.
It's a second job, right?
Yeah.
Applebee's is a second job.
Yeah, but Denny's, now you're getting into, like, I got a heart for a girl that works at Denny's.
Really? Well, it's hard
working. The girl that bartends at Applebee's, I don't.
Yeah, she's
bleed
like
for.
That's
the
like somebody
at Denny's. I want to give
a bartender at Applebee's is somebody who really doesn't get that they're not special.
Right, you just don't.
They
want
to be special. You know, it's like they never made the quarterback position. You know, they made like somebody who like is in the line maybe if somebody got sick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you get the play when we're winning by 40 points, and but I was still on the team.
Right.
No, but you really weren't. You're not that special. I'm gonna be a bartender at Applebee's.
You're lacking aspirations.
That's right.
Because you, if you can bartend at Applebee's, you can bartend on Las Olas.
Yeah. Why would you just work at an Applebee's?
Right.
You know, because
I've seen some pretty banged up bartenders.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
On Las Olas, on Las Atlantic Ave. So if those girls can aspire,
wow.
We're taking up too
much. Yeah.
banged up or banged down is the same.
I love all women, all people, all humans. So.
Yeah. Did you march? Did you march?
No, I wasn't into that. I'm not into the women's march. I think it's a great time to be a woman in this country.
Well, Ciro was thinking about being a woman at one point, but.
Not really, but.
He just wanted to be in a woman.
I love the fact that women are around and they exist.
Mm-hmm.
I was just upset with the message of pussy hats. I didn't get that. I didn't get pussy
hats. I didn't get a lot of it. I thought
I wanted it to make sense the whole time. Like, that just...
Yeah.
I think that's missing.
Yeah.
I thought Ashley Judd seemed nuts, which we already know she's nuts, but her up there, like, the blood in my bed. I'm like, what the fuck are you... Like, what are you talking about?
Then
who are you letting into your bed?
Yeah, exactly.
The worst part is when I found out that she was actually reading a 17-year-old's poem or
really?
Short story or whatever.
Really?
I'm like, listen, first of all, if she's 17, we don't need to know what she thinks yet.
Right.
Second of all,
oh God,
what? Your period stained jeans? Come on, turn the channel.
Yeah.
It was a little dated. It was a little like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what issues she's dealing with, but I will leave it with this. I feel like I own not only one business, but multiple businesses.
Yeah.
I don't have children and I feel pretty accepted. I feel like if I needed to terminate a pregnancy that I could. So I don't feel like a victim.
Well, you know,
by
at the same
country.
Time, at the same time, you, you carry a condom, so you're using you're being responsible for right. yourself. In other right. words, like if you feel a certain way about abortion or not or whatever, you know, it's about the way you treat. Like I always said, like the Health Care Act. Like, well, we need everybody needs health care. I'm like, you know, people need to be healthier.
Yes.
There's no interest. You know, I'm not that excited that I don't get excited as a fiduciary, as somebody understands mm-hmm. the risk tables of our life and what it's all going to cost. When you okay, let's give all these poor folks health care, great, but then they're still eating Hot Pockets and
right.
and they're fucking
not exercising,
exactly right. and
like let's meet each other halfway.
Yeah, let's figure out something that's really going to be meaningful.
And sometimes it's not even that; it's just sitting at a desk for 9 hours a day.
Yeah,
the inactivity. Weighs on the stress factor.
Corporations can take some responsibility in that. They work people like
a lot of modern day companies now will do that. They'll let you. I think that's going to be something we'll see in the next couple decades. And industry will start saying, like the Google mentality when you work there. Like you're going to get up and like in Europe, the siesta. Hey, come to work 9 or 10 in the morning, go home from 2 to 4 or 5 o'clock,
right,
and then come back.
Sangria.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we tried that. That was the Wild West.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Well, that's the problem with Americans. Some people need structure.
That's right. Yeah. Pooper Scooper gets probation for using fake ID badges. Pittsburgh, a man whose company scoops up pet poop, has been placed on probation for 2 years. Not that it was his life wasn't bad enough as it was, and fined $500 for buying fake Secret Service identification cards and badges online to impress women on dating sites.
Oh, because when I see a man with a badge, I just run the other direction.
What a shitty liar. You
I'm high as shit. Show me your badge. Nope.
Listen, I have nothing. I'm a pooper scooper. That's what I do. Like you're at a bar and a girl says, what do you do? I work for the Secret Service.
I'm an international spy.
Yeah. I am number one in the number two business.
Something smells like shit over there.
Yeah. What do you do? I'm an astronaut.
I'm a dog shit engineer.
That's right. Yeah, I pick up waste.
Men at work. He's a phrenologist.
I work in waste removal.
Christopher Diorio, which is like diarrhea, 54 of Greensburg, was sentenced Monday to federal judge in Pittsburgh. He had pleaded guilty in November to fraudulently using an official seal, but acknowledged behavior in two other counts dismissed on Monday. Just wanted to be a Secret Service agent.
Doesn't he know how dangerous it is to mess with seals?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're fucking with a walrus. That's really tough. But, but a seal... Like, I want my own seal. Like, and now you got to get a fucking ball. Right?
What do they do? Like, what's the noise? I don't know what noise. Never mind.
I don't know, but it's exciting. Delete. Keep doing it. That works. Yeah, it worked for me.
50 people watching.
Wow, the numbers are shooting up.
Are you just sitting here going,
Exactly. Yeah, that's ridiculous. They got to get a fucking horn, right? You get the horn. Yeah, the seal, and you got to buy fish. So
can you imagine the budget on buckets?
I know. And then you got to get that fucking pool. You got to get an extent. You got to get a bigger pool.
Right.
I brought back my sea line.
Kidney bean pools.
Was stretching, doing an hour. Right. I tell the joke about the whale. The whale that killed the trainer. Was anybody surprised? Mm-hmm. It was a killer whale. Whatever. And then I said, Johnny Cochran was his attorney. If the flipper don't fit, you must have quit, motherfucker. and then fucking people, and I'm walking, I'm like, it wasn't me, man. It was the sea lion. It was the fucking sea lion.
with this little thing.
He's like, yo, man, it wasn't me, man.
Under your flipper.
It was you, man. Don't be ratting on me. Sleepy Colorado town comes alive during Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Whoa.
Wow,
yeah, that's
what
we need.
They still celebrate that? Awesome.
An actual holiday?
Yeah.
Only Sarah would know this.
And the dead guys.
I've never heard of this.
A lot of cool shit. In Nederland, Colorado, every March, the chronologically frozen corpse of Norwegian man breathes fresh life into sleepy Nederland, Colorado, where throngs of fun lovers fill the streets of Frozen Dead Guy Days, a festival in honor of the town's most famous resident.
The frozen guy.
I guess it's a, Imagine you imagine you have no idea what the fuck is going on, and you happen to just be going through that town.
Right. You're on vacation. You're there to see the mountains.
Yeah, you watch all these hoopleheads running around there, you know, breathing.
Frozen
you know.
Dead bodies. Yeah. So, like, am I getting this right visually? There's, like, a frozen... They froze, maybe? Yeah. Like...
The annual three-day festival is the brainchild of a local businesswoman who obviously had more nothing else to do, who came up with the whimsical idea 16 years ago as a way to attract visitors to Nederland, where the man's body has laid in repose in a shed since 1993. So he's, you know, didn't Walt Disney, isn't Walt Disney in a chronological chamber?
Those people vote.
Yeah.
That to me is she a better voted, argument.
Walt Disney voted for Clinton, by the way. The event topped her wildest expectations from the modest crowd of about 1,000 the first year. The festival now draws 20,000 visitors. Holy
shit. Wow, I want to put an ATM out there.
Many of them dress in Halloween costumes, as they reveal in such quirky events as popular plunge, a frozen salmon toss, musical acts, and a costume ball.
Ooh.
Sounds exciting.
Okay, what city is this in?
In Nederland. Like, Nederland. Not Nederland, but N-E-D-E-R-L-A-N. Nederland.
Nederland.
Yeah, so if you want to go to Nederland in March.
That's Colorado, right?
Right. Talk to your travel agents now about the frozen man.
You see, well, I do think we do. There are some drawbacks to legalizing marijuana.
Right.
I
mean,
obviously. Clearly.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got an idea.
I mean, this is like an episode, I think, on the X-Files at one point.
Right. I mean, think about it. Like, I don't know. I mean, out of all the things, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Colorado anyway for anything.
Right.
You know? Yeah. The dubs they sell, that stuff is just... And, you know, and by the way, I was in Vegas. It's legal there now. You know, it's got through that thing.
Yeah,
and they're
going
to get to the point where you can smoke it. They're trying to pass it now so you can do it in the street and everything.
Right. Do they do it in casinos?
No, but that hasn't passed yet. But it's legal to... You have dispensaries there now and everything, so...
I'm just wondering if we shouldn't just plan next year on actually doing a live broadcast from the Frozen Man.
Yeah?
We might... Yeah.
Hey, why not?
From the Netherlands. It's
going to be cold, dude. We got to wear like a jacket.
That's called Freezing Man.
Yeah. So it's March. So, well.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, you guys want to go. You're free to... Maybe it'll be a big show
Frozen
next
Man
week.
Challenge.
Next year, yeah.
I mean, 20,000 people wouldn't be coming out for nothing. Although,
Well, here's somebody. Here's a woman who went through some experience.
Okay.
All right. Could you imagine... Like, I always wondered, like, okay, like, people say you're big boned. Like, I'm really not fat. I'm just big boned. You know, I've always been a bigger, thicker guy. I'm not like a thin, you know, but a big bone was the big thing. But a woman resigned to being plump, learns she had a 140-pound tumor.
Oh.
It's not a tumor. Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mary Clancy said she was... resigned to being a plump old lady. Over 15 years, she kept getting bigger despite dieting.
Wow. Jeez. In Allentown.
All I do is eat crackers.
Right, and shoe fly pie.
I'm just drinking water.
Was she Amish?
But with her health deteriorating, her son persuaded her to go to the hospital. What doctors found astonished them. A cyst in one of her ovaries had grown into a 140-pound tumor, who she's going to call Lumpy.
It's a hell of a weight loss program.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Lumpy, she named it Lumpy.
Yeah, well, Stinky and Lumpy.
Stinky.
Doctors at Lehigh Valley Health Network, boy, that sounds like a fucking well-established place, in Allentown removed her cancerous stage 1 mass in a 5-hour operation and later sculpted something out of it.
So it was 140 pounds, still stage 1?
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty, 140-pound lump.
Well, she did diet, so she was healthy.
Yeah, but the whole stage, I think, is partially based on the size of the tumor.
Is it?
So, yeah, that was my impression. Yeah, but
wow.
Since it didn't get into her lymph nodes.
What the fuck? What's it got to get to be level 2?
She was like stage
750 fucking pounds.
Stage 250 cancer.
Going in, Clancy weighed 365 pounds, a pound for each day of the year. After 5 hours in surgery, she lost 180 pounds of the tumor.
So wait, I don't do math in my head. What the fuck does that put her at? 360 minus 180 is...
180,
182 and a half, 85. Okay, so she still has a few pounds to lose.
Yeah.
Check for more tumors.
She's still me in high school.
She's She's a running back.
She's
a high school running back.
Yeah, she could be a high school running back, not college.
No, she needs to beef up a little bit, get some more of that tumor back.
Or, you know, or she could be like a lacrosse player.
Right, she still needs to buy two seats on JetBlue.
Yeah. Yeah, I need two seats, one for me and one for Lumpy. It's my 140-pound cyst. I've been taking it with me everywhere for the last 15 years.
Imagine. How big is a jar with formaldehyde that you need? It's big, right?
You know, there's something odd about me. I don't know what it is. as she was gaining weight, Clancy, 71, of St. Clair, Pennsylvania, said doctors told her just to watch what she ate. At just over 5 feet tall, she said she felt destined to become a short, round, fat little old lady. Hey, well, we all have big expectations.
And bartends at Applebee's.
Yeah. That would be perfect. Hold on, I should read that again. Yeah. Here we go. And she felt she was destined to become a short, round, fat little old lady who bartended Applebee's. Yay!
Dreams do come true.
Dr. Richard Abole, who performed the operation, said the mass was so big it didn't even fit in the picture taken by the CT scan. You're so fat, your tumor can't fit in the camera.
I'd imagine that happened. Open MRI.
Wow. 140-pound cyst.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I've been worried about the doctor's name. What's your name? Dr. Ebola? What? No.
Yeah, it's like going to a hooker named Shirley No Cure.
It's like buying a car called a Nova.
Yeah, exactly.
Nova,
you know what I'm buying? It's a carro, un cacharro. It's like finding out your favorite drug dealer's name is Officer.
It's a bit like marrying a guy named Bubba.
Yeah,
I'm Bubba. You're Buddha.
That was like an old open mic joke. This is a time of Madoff. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck would write a check to a guy named Madoff?
You know, exactly. I never even thought about that.
Exactly.
That's
great. Yeah, and I remember I won't mention the douchebag's name, but it was a local comic who I told this joke at some bar show. You know what I mean? And he didn't know I was walking around the corner, but he was talking to another comic like, that hacky fucking joke Dougie just did. I walk around the corner. I'm like, what are you fucking, you know, what is this, Madison Square Garden I'm performing at, you fucking idiot? At any rate, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Thank you so much. That's good, right. Times. Good times.
This was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I want to thank Ciro, of course, joining us as our Monday co-host.
Thank you so much, Dougie. Congratulations on the show getting picked up by
That's right. Of course, and our special guest. Jen Hellman.
Thank you.
And you got anything? You got a great show. Let's talk real quick. I want to go on this. You got a show at a strip club. Now, you know, we used to have the Wise Guys comedy show over at, where the fuck was that? Gentleman's Club over in Oakland Park in Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, we had it.
Platinum.
No, it wasn't Platinum. I'm trying to remember now.
It doesn't matter. But it was in a separate room. It was a separate room.
And the porthole pub?
No, not the pothole. I mean the porthole pothole. But it was, you know, it was the great room and everything, but it was just tough for us to get people there because strip club, you know, couples. So you had your first one.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I got into a great partnership with a great brand, Scores. It has to be executed very meticulously. Yeah. So our show 8:30 to 10:30 is straight comedy. So there is no dancing. You can bring your, I mean, granted, there are some people who will never step foot into my Score show and I'm okay with that.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, if you're a couple or you're with friends, I even had girlfriends that came out together and you want to have a great time, come on out. We had so much fun and you know, like there's about a 9-minute intermission of acrobatics on the pole, bottoms on,
right.
Give people a chance to go to the bathroom, get a drink, order more food. It actually really worked out great because then people weren't talking during the feature and the headliner because they already took care of all that shit. Well,
perfect.
Right. Yeah, so we're bringing in top headliners from all over the country. Last Comic Standing, we have Carla Flanagan coming next week. And that's the tough part because I love the people that I've been doing comedy with here.
Right.
But part of the show, it's a very regimented show. So we have, a guest spot, I have a feature, and I have a headliner.
Right.
And I'm watching everybody. I'm looking. I want to book the people that I know.
Well, welcome. Welcome to this world because
Yeah.
I could talk to you.
Yeah, it's tough because I want everybody to have exposure.
Wake up late with Dougie.
Yeah. Doug.
Right. Can I get on your show? And there's nothing wrong with having, you know, some integrity. Like I said, right. We have the guest spots, but it's in my room particularly, it's extremely crucial.
Yeah.
Because it's a tough room.
Yeah. And I've said this 100 times about our room at Tavolino's. It's not an easy room.
Right.
And a lot of times you got to have people with skills. And I said this to a lot of, somebody who hosts is a headliner in my room. People that feature are headliners. You know, headliners are, what I mean? And, you know, and we change it where we do a little bit. But guest spots are really for people who are really working comics,
right,
or people that are just auditioning, you know, to get a paid spot, you know, as opposed to somebody. It's not an open mic spot. It's not a,
no,
you know, so, and you got, when the venue, it's all about the venue.
Right.
Otherwise, there's no show.
Right.
The venue's
got to
be happy.
Keep it consistent. Yeah. But yeah, I'd love to have you guys out, and I'll leave you some tickets to give out to some of your friends. But yeah, come out to Scores. It's the first and third Monday of every month.
Perfect. By the way, this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show, I'll be there hosting his course, and really excited. Alex Elkin, the winner of the San Francisco Comedy Festival,
Very cool.
is
Very
headlining.
Cool.
And Vic Clevenger, longtime comic out of Central Florida area, is going to be our feature. So go to Tavolino's this Wednesday. And
check it out.
That's it. Other than that, I'm going to be at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois, 23rd to the 25th.
Cool.
Working with Uncle Lair. Very funny guy. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Ciro?
At Ciro Comic. Thank you.
JenHellmanComedy.com.
That's right. And again, we want to thank everybody. We're going to be on the Above the Love Sponge Network starting this coming week.
Let's do the snaps, Ciro.
So we want to thank everybody.
We're getting
bigger and bigger.
That's our new thing.
Epsilon.
That's right. And those on Facebook, go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com, iTunes, subscribe. It's Capital free. Five. And join the family. Tomorrow, Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be here, as well as myself.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
Thank you, Facebook.
Thank you.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.